November 20, 1908. When the soul makes love her food, this love becomes solid and serious. Continuing in my usual state, full of bitternesses and of privations, this morning blessed Jesus came for a little while. I would lament to him about my state, but instead of answering me, he would draw closer to me. Then, afterwards, without answering what I was saying, he told me, "My daughter, the true loving soul is not content with loving me with anxiety, with desires, with surges, but when she comes to make love her food and daily nourishment, only then is she content. It is then that love becomes solid, serious, and keeps on losing all that lightness of love to which the creature is subject. And since she makes it her food, it is spread throughout all of her members, and because it is spread everywhere, she has the strength to bear the flames of love that consume her and give her life. By containing love within her, by possessing it, she no longer feels those intense desires, those anxieties, but she only feels that she loves more the love that she possesses. This is the love of the blessed in heaven, this is my own love. The blessed burn, but without anxiety, without clamor, rather, with solidity, with admirable seriousness. This is the sign that a soul has come to feed on love. She loses more and more the characteristics of human love. In fact, if one sees only desires, anxieties, surges, it is a sign that love is not her food, but it is only a few particles of herself that she has dedicated to love. So, since she is not all love, she does not have the strength to contain it, and so she has those surges of human love. These souls are very voluble, and without stability in their things. While the former ones are stable, like mountains that never move,